Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. It's now.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going somewhere. Well, somewhere different. Beyond the usual 0 days, we're looking at a hybrid hacktivist group, 0 Day by One. And they've completely blurred the line between ideology and cybercrime using some really advanced psychological manipulation.
Right. And our goal today, what we really want you to grasp, is just how sophisticated their main operation is, BQT Lock Ransomware as a Service, or ROS.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And specifically, how they're weaponizing emotional intelligence, cognitive stuff, not just against victims, but, and this is key, to recruit and condition their own operatives. It's quite something.
Okay, let's pin down who we're actually talking about. 0 Day by One, also known as Liwa Mohammed.
That's them. Started as a pro-Palestinian group, mostly Lebanese folks, active since early 2023. Pretty standard hacktivism at first, DDoS attacks, that sort of thing.
But then something changed.
Big time. July 2025, they launched BQT Lock ROS. Suddenly, the ideology had this massive criminal engine bolted onto it, big money involved.
Okay. And just before we dig deeper, we should mention where this analysis is coming from.
Ah, yes. Good point. This deep dive is presented by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau. They're a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
And their approach is pretty interesting, isn't it? Not just the usual tech stuff.
Exactly. It's not just OSINT, open source intelligence. They fuse that with human intelligence evidence. They're looking at the cyber activity, but also the emotional, the cognitive, even the geopolitical drivers behind these threats. Basically mapping the human element.
Mapping the mind. Fascinating. Okay, but let's ground ourselves first. The tech side of BQT Lock, it's serious, right? Advanced RAS, double extortion, furtive tactics.
Yeah, furtive is the word they use. And it fits. The technical toolkit is strong. Initial access, often highly targeted phishing, or bang, exploiting 0 days nobody knows about yet.
Like that Tel Aviv company back in April 25.
Precisely. Compromised email account, straight in. Very specific targeting.
And once they're inside, they're, well, sneaky. This furtiveness, explain that a bit more. Process hollowing. Why is that so effective?
Okay, so process hollowing. Think of it like hiding in plain sight. They inject their bad code into totally legitimate processes running on your system.
Like explorer.exe, something you'd expect to see running.
Exactly like explorer.exe. So to monitoring tools, it just looks like normal Windows activity. Then they dig in deeper, create hidden admin accounts, or maybe schedule tasks disguised as, I don't know, system health check, something boring.
Right, blends right in until it's way too late. Mm-hmm. And then comes the hammer, double extortion.
That's the core coercion. Strong encryption. We're talking AES 256 with RSA 48096, so you can't easily break it. But at the same time, they've already pulled out huge amounts of your data.
So you lose access and you risk exposure.
Precisely. The exfiltration is often pretty clever, too. We've seen them use things like Discord webhooks.
Discord, like the gaming chat platform.
The very same. They use its webhook feature to quietly send out detailed system info, even screenshots, all packaged up nicely in JSON format. It's stealthy, structured theft.
Wow. Okay. And the financial pressure.
It's intense. High initial demand, sometimes up to $10,000 in Monero. Then it doubles after just 48 hours.
Only 48 hours.
Yep. And if you wait 7 days, poof. They destroy the decryption keys. Your data's gone forever. Imagine dealing with that clock ticking down.
Brutal. Okay, that technical side is clearly robust. But let's shift to what makes this truly different, the emotional and cognitive warfare. If they have 0 days in this advanced AI, why bother with EI, with the psychological stuff? Seems like extra work.
You'd think so, but it's actually their ace in the hole, their asymmetric advantage. Remember, they're decentralized, operating from Lebanon, maybe resource limited compared to state actors.
Right.
Psychology gives them scale, low attribution recruitment, effective operations that don't need massive infrastructure. It's a force multiplier, really.
Yeah.
Boosts manpower, gives them a kind of moral justification internally.
So they're using influence tactics, like you see in marketing, but for, well, crime and ideology. How does that actually look in practice? When they interact with someone,
they actively manipulate perception, take victims. They use framing effects heavily. It's not just a ransom note. In their manifestos, the attack becomes divine justice or maybe divine empathy.
Hold on. Divine empathy. Are they trying to make victims feel guilty? Like the ransom is some kind of justice tax.
You got it. It's intentional guilt induction. Based on classic cognitive bias research, actually, it lowers the psychological barrier to paying. And for recruits, it provides that moral license to join up.
And they build on that guilt with community pressure.
Absolutely. That's the social proof and conformity angle. Constant narratives about shared struggle, resistance alliances. They even have things like success badges.
Like achievements in a video game.
Kind of, yeah. It mimics a mass movement, makes recruits feel they're joining something big, legitimate, unstoppable, exploits our innate conformity bias, gets people on board faster.
And this pressure isn't one size fits all, is it? They tailor it.
Oh, meticulously. Target a bank in Germany. They'll hit hard on the ticking clock, the fear of GDPR fines, regulatory nightmares, you know, exploit the compliance culture.
Okay.
But target somewhere less stable, they'll switch it up, exploit institutional distrust, maybe push anti-corruption themes, aim to maximize that collective stress, fragment society a bit more.
That explains the why. Let's get into the how. How do they actually do this? Turn sympathizers into active members. This BQT OSINT bot you mentioned.
Ah, the bot. At BQTOSINTBOT on Telegram. Launched October 2025. This is their engine. On the surface, it looks like it's just for OSINT tasks, finding information.
But underneath?
Underneath, it's a psychological grooming machine. It runs recruits through a four-phase process.
Okay, let's break down those phases. This is basically the recruitment playbook. Phase one.
Self-awareness induction, the entry point. The bot doesn't just ask, can you code?
Mm.
It asks things like, what injustice fuels your search for FBI.gov leaks?
Wow. Probing motivation right away.
Exactly. It uses these reflective prompts to find people already emotionally bought in. It's less about skill, more about the why.
So less tech screening, more ideological screening.
You could say that. Then phase two, empathy mapping and rapport building. Here, the bot uses NLP, natural language processing, to mirror the user's language. It talks about shared victimhood.
How so? Give me an example.
If a user expresses anger or sadness, the bot might say something evocative like, like the children under rubble, your data hunt unearths truth. It's designed to hit you emotionally, trigger oxytocin, dopamine, the brain chemicals for bonding and trust.
Building trust through simulated shared trauma. Creepy.
Okay.
After the bonding, phase three, motivation via dopamine reinforcement. You said this is like a slot machine.
It really is. This is the conversion phase. They hook people with variable rewards. Complete an OSINT task, get a success badge or some jihad points.
Jihad points. Serious.
Seriously. It taps into the brain's reward pathways and the gross striatal system. It's literally like gambling addiction engineered to keep people engaged.
And does it work? Does this digital drug keep them hooked?
The data suggests yes. Significantly, it can reduce dropout rates on complex, risky tasks by up to 30%. They're conditioning operatives with dopamine hits.
30%, that's huge. Okay, final phase, phase four.
Social skills and group integration. This is about retention, making it stick. Users who progress get invites to private channels, peer pairing.
So they bring them into the fold.
Right, using social proof again. Messages like, join 50 warriors just like you. It normalizes escalation, makes it feel like the right path, smooths over cultural differences in this scattered group, builds an echo chamber for compliance.
Okay, so we've got this technically skilled, ideologically driven group using sophisticated psychological tactics.
What?
Where does the intelligence suggest they're pointing this weapon next? We know they hit Italy's Ministry of the Interior. They teased a big ransomware attack against Europe in August 25.
Yeah, that tease has everyone watching. We have to look at two main hypotheses. First, the most probable.
Okay, what's the likely next step?
Likely more of the same, but escalated. Coordinated phishing campaigns using their latest malware, BQTLock V6, the prime targets. Still likely mid-tier European financial firms. Think Italy, Germany again.
And the impact of that. Disruptive, but maybe not catastrophic.
Probably. You'd see credential dumps, client trust takes a hit, maybe 10, 15% customer churn. The ransoms would add up, maybe $500,000 to $1 million total. Profitable, keeps the message out there, but maybe avoids triggering a massive state-level response.
Okay, that's probable. Now, what's the most dangerous hypothesis? The nightmare scenario.
That's a major escalation. Picture this. Zero Day by One orchestrates a coordinated swarm attack using their RAWS affiliates, targeting critical infrastructure, specifically SCADA systems.
SCADA, so industrial control systems,
yeah.
Power grids, water treatment.
Exactly, and the target region, NATO-aligned Gulf states, UAE, Saudi Arabia. They'd likely use the Linux version of BQTLock, exploit zero days, and crucially, activate those insiders groomed via the dopamine reward bot.
Insiders cultivated through that BQT bot.
Wow.
The consequences of that, if they pulled it off.
Profound, both technically and geopolitically. You could see cascading blackouts, maybe 25-35% power loss in the region, economic damage. Estimates are around $8 to $12 billion.
Billion with a B.
Yep. And they'd frame it, of course, as a sectarian reprisal, playing on existing tensions, using confirmation bias to stir up major unrest. It's a full-spectrum hybrid attack.
It really feels like Zero Day by One isn't just a hacking group anymore. They're managing organizational change, moving from simple hacktivism to this complex hybrid model using these psychological frameworks. The source mentioned the SWIT-CH framework.
That's a good way to put it. They're directing the rational writer, the operative's planning mind, motivating the emotional elephant through those dopamine hooks and ideology, and shaping the path, the social environment, and those private channels. It's applied psychology for criminal enterprise.
So the big takeaway for everyone listening, security can't just be technical anymore.
Absolutely not. If the attackers are weaponizing emotional intelligence, your defense has to understand and counter that human dimension. Firewalls aren't enough.
Which brings us to a final thought. If they're using psychological tools, maybe we need to as well.
It's a provocative idea, right? Could we deploy EI-literate honeypots, bots that simulate reciprocity, build rapport with potential malicious insiders, maybe even counter-groom and de-radicalize them?
Fight fire with fire, psychologically.
And for existing employees. Maybe advanced training, like neurofeedback simulations, designed to make them resilient to those dopamine hooks? The manipulation tactics Zero Day by One uses to gain compliance or leverage insider threats. Effective computing. It has to be part of the future of cybersecurity.
It's not just about patching code anymore.
No, it's about patching the human mind.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.